Hi everyone, I hope you're having a really good week and happy early Friday. Please enjoy another impromptu episode with Nadia's spirit guide, Virgil, where he answers some very interesting questions that we asked him. Additionally, if you're interested in speaking with Virgil or speaking with your own spirit guide, my sister is hosting a one-time 90-minute, I guess I can call it a workshop. Saturday, the Saturday, 8/8 at 2 p.m. CST for 90 minutes. If you'd like to drop in and ask all your questions, feel free to do so. And I'll have the information here in the show notes and I'll have it on my webpage to sign up. All right, everybody, enjoy and I'll see you soon. Oh, okay. Virgil here joining us today.
Yeah, he's here.
Why'd you say it like that?
Oh, he's probably sitting in the seat next to me, like, God dang.
Oh God, that's too funny.
Or hiding out in the back seat.
Rude. That's too funny. Oh my goodness. We've kind of touched on this. Well, you know what? Maybe I won't ask about that. Maybe that'll be another day. Before I ask any questions, is there a topic that he is interested in? Since we always ask him a million questions, is there something that he wants to share with the world or things that we should be paying attention to or anything of interest to him?
Just, I guess for him it's just like pay attention to the subtle changes that are happening out there. He says there's so much like propaganda and use of the word a shift happening out there. And he says, and people use this word, and it's like, what does it really mean? But the and not necessarily the veil, but like maybe the veil of the universe is changing or thinning. It's not, I don't want to say thinning because absorb it, like two universes, two timelines. Some, I don't know. I don't know. All I see, Dina, is something that's on the same path, parallel coming together.
For the world?
Yeah, but like timelines.
Oh, so two parallel timelines converging?
Timelines. Yes. So that you see, you're so eloquent. I just say what I see.
So can that mean like another life that we're having at the same time is merging with the one that we're having now?
Yes and no. It's more like the shift, quote unquote.
And what
The
is,
next dimension.
oh, like shifting into the fifth or fourth or fifth dimension?
Fifth, yeah, the fifth.
Okay, so that's.
So shifting into a higher dimension. It's kind of like, subtle changes happening that you will notice. Things might seem a little off. Like things that used to be great to you and normal, and you couldn't wait to look forward to them. You don't anymore, and it feels like a waste of my time now.
And why is that happening now?
I mean, it's happening now because I believe the state of the world. It's like there's more greed, there's more destruction, more what else? What's the word? I guess it's mainly greed, I guess.
Greed,
Greed, destruction,
competition, and control, or
yeah, corruption, that's the word.
corruption.
Yeah, it seems out of I mean, I think, you know, obviously these things have been around forever, but it just seems so heightened.
Yes, it's so heightened. Everybody's like scraping the ground for their coins.
Yes, it's tumultuous. It's scary for a lot of people.
Yeah. Yeah, everybody's trying to get what's theirs. It's mine, and that's like lower level thinking.
It is lower level thinking. And what about, I have to ask this, so don't laugh. I see this everywhere, and I don't usually pay attention to these things, but I also see, I've been seeing trending on Instagram, like 8 Dead Lions Portal, whatever this is, 8-8, or 8-8-8, I don't know, 8-year, I've heard all this stuff. What, does he know anything about this?
What, like 8 and then?
Well, supposedly
they're being an infant.
I don't, Nadia, I don't know. I don't really pay attention to those things, but I keep seeing, oh, the Lionsgate, I think that's what it's called. Lionsgate is coming up on 8-8, on August 8th. I don't know. I guess that's just in alignment with, I'm assuming, astrological events, but I don't really know. Like, I'm ignorant of that.
Astrology was not one of his strong suits.
Oh, no. Well, I feel you. It's not mine either. It isn't. Oh, no. Okay. I just had to ask because I see, like, he's like he alluded earlier. You see certain types of, trends, for lack of a better word.
Yes. Right?
Trends all the time that are, you know, there's so many. I'm like, well, what's real? What's not real? How do you discern between, you know, what's going on? Are people just doing this to get attention? I don't know.
Definitely a lot of trends for attention. When it's real, it's scary, so it doesn't trend.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, everybody wants to be the cool fortune teller, the cool, you know, astrologer. And he says, of course, don't get me wrong. Astrology is important and is a thing, but, he said it's nothing to take. Definitely don't take all your money to the bank on astrology.
Ah, I hear you. Like, I know he's not trying to discredit what people are doing, but
no,
there are a lot of trends.
Yes, a lot of trends. And a lot of things out there that people say, you know, like, oh, something is coming, and it's like,
yes,
you know, to put fear in you, and doom and gloom, and he says it's been that way for hundreds and thousands of years.
Yes, I think that's also another trend that I see on certain podcasts, where like, the big shift is coming, prepare yourself, the big change is coming, the aliens, you know, prepare for contact at the end of the year or next year. You see this all the time. At least I see it all the time when I'm, you know, doom scrolling YouTube.
Doom scrolling.
Oh no. I'm like, I gotta control myself, go to sleep, I'm old now, what am I doing?
right.
But yes, I do see that. And obviously, you know, I can determine that doesn't seem genuine whatsoever.
Yes, definitely. He's like, definitely not. And it's important for everybody out there to do their own research and feel what resonates with them. There's millions of truths, he says.
Yes.
So, yeah. And the Hollywood version is not, you know what I mean? When the people that are out there, the influencers version is not necessarily the true version.
I get that. I understand that. And what does he personally think about? I mean, I know we've kind of touched on this last time, but I am curious, like, what does he think about the state of the world? Yes, there's a lot of corruption. Yes, there's a lot of greed and a lot of really bad things happening. I mean, does he have hope for humanity, or is he seeing like a big disintegration, a collapse of civilization where we have to start again anytime soon?
He says the collapse is coming, just won't be in our lifetime.
Well, that's good.
And there's always hope, and that's why humanity rebuilds again.
Oh my God. Well, God, I don't know if I should ask this with you on the phone, but will the collapse be during your kids' lifetime or their kids?
It may be during the end of my kids, their kids' lifetime.
Oh, I know this is, we're also doom and glooming on here now.
I know.
I prepare for the shift.
But, you know, it's on a different scale-ish, I guess, in a way, because of nuclear weapons.
Oh, my God. That's terrifying.
Yeah. So it's a little worse. The recovery will be a little harder than in the past. It's, you know, where you've had natural disasters, so to speak, quote unquote, natural disasters causing the end of civilizations. This won't be such a thing. It'll be more of a humanity thing. It'll be more of our cause.
That is very, because to me, top of mind is the destruction of the environment, the ecosystem, and the repercussions of that for future generations. That to me is very terrifying, but also the heating of the planet. Like, how can anything be sustained here?
That is true, but everything is a trickle event.
What does he mean?
Like, a cause and effect. Because, you know, it's hot and drought, no water, things won't grow. Things don't grow, food is scarce. Food is scarce, people start fighting and rioting and killing each other for food.
Right.
Imagine if food only grows in one region of the world, what that region will be like.
Oh, man. I think we came in. You know, I said last time we came in at the wrong time. We came in at the right time. Serious. No, thanks. I couldn't. I'm not that strong. I can't come back for, you know, being in a silo. Apple TV.
Silo. Oh.
I can't. That, I'm not strong enough for that. That's, so wait then, I would like to know, has he lived through something like that? Or did he ever come to the planet when there was a rebuilding, like a period of rebuilding to that level or something similar?
He was here in the height of Rome, which is probably where we met.
Oh, you and him?
Yeah.
Was I with you guys, or was I on the other side trying to guide you? That's why you failed.
No, you were not. You were not there. No, your time was more of a, your region was more of a greener place.
Smart.
Yeah. Yeah. You were in a greener place. But yeah, no, he did not see the fall of Caesar. He did not see the fall of Caesar.
Oh my God. What did he think of? I mean, it's different now that he's a spirit guide, but I don't know. What an interesting time to be alive during the height of the Roman Empire. I guess I'll just put it that way. Was he anybody of note, or was he ye old slave servant?
No, a soldier.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. Rough times. Very, well, I say different times, but really, is it that different? I mean, look,
right now,
but you know what I mean.
Right.
Better medical and dental care. And no, yeah. Leprosy. So if he lived during that time, why does he present himself today as, what is he, Irish or English?
Oh, he's English. So that was not his only lifetime.
So he preferred his English lifetime. Is that why he shows up that way?
Yes.
And
he says he does, you know, he says, what do I look like walking around in my combat uniform from Rome all the time? Yeah, no.
No, I'm just curious. I just find this interesting.
He much prefers the look that he had when he lived in England.
And what century was that?
In London. I want to say, Dina, it was in the early 1800s.
Nice. And what was his role there? Was he a merchant or?
Oh, yeah, a merchant, but more like, I feel like more in finance.
Oh, okay. Maybe tax collector, something like that. I'm just guessing. I don't know.
I don't know if he was a tax collector. I don't think, I'm trying to see what he's, maybe, like maybe an accountant or something. Yeah, kind of thing. Counting money. All I see is counting money.
Okay. So dumb question, but.
Yeah, go ahead.
Since you have siblings, I know he's probably going to laugh, roll his eyes. As a spirit guide, does he interact with the spirit guides of your siblings? Like, do they interact or no? Do they just kind of stick to their own roles?
He says, what do you think? We just stand around looking at each other and say, look at this one over here.
I am curious. It's like we're coming in as a team, if you want to call it that, as family for a long period of time. So there must be some level of interaction.
He says there is, but it's not like standing around at a water cooler. You know, where not everyone is aware of their spirit guide, correct?
Correct.
So they're just there with them, kind of like not necessarily interfering so much as to maybe just inspire.
Okay.
So, you know, there's not much time for chit chat.
And I'm assuming, though, you're not, I was going to say his only client. I can't think of a better word. He oversees many other people, right, at the same time?
Yeah, he says, but he has his favorites.
Oh, no. Okay. I was curious about that too. Cause I figure there's more than one person that you oversee while you're here, unless you oversee not just on Earth, if you see in other dimensions or other places as well.
He says it's like you're a family, so, you know, you watch out for the people in your family, your group, you're responsible for.
So how often do they check in? Do they check in every single day to see what you're doing, or do they only check in when you call upon them, or they just make sure you stay on track so they're looking in occasionally?
Okay, so this is funny. It's like, and it's so weird because I don't know why I see crystals, but it's like you wear something and it represents somebody. It represents a person, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if a person calls to him, that their item, their crystal will light up.
Oh.
And he knows that he needs to check on them immediately or be there immediately because they're calling for him. But yeah, definitely it's like a look, a check-in, you know, a drop-in situation. Some people are more in tune,
mm-hmm,
and use, you know, their help more regularly than others, and others don't at all. But just because they don't, they still have a beacon for them. Oh, there it is, the word beacon.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
So when he's not checking in on all his people, what is he doing in his off time?
He's off at the beach in his skivvies. What do you think? So honestly, when I do my deep meditation and I go talk to Virgil, I usually end up at it's like a white building, almost like a church, and has a figure eight on the door. So I know that's the door. And when I walk in, it is not a church. It is a beach.
Oh, that's so funny.
Yeah, it's a beach.
So that's where he likes to be.
That's where he likes to be. He likes the beach. He likes the ocean. He likes the sun, the water.
And since that's Earth specific, when you leave this Earth, you can still have that experience, but it's simulated, or?
It's Earth specific. It's because it's what's familiar to me. He says it could be in a dark room. It could be in a white room. It could be in nothing there. But it's because it's something that's specific to me that I would be comfortable with.
Nice. I see. This is one question I wanted to ask him earlier. You know how there was, like, after World War II ended and there was the big Nuremberg trials and they hung, like, the officers? Is there something like that going to happen for this Israel-Palestine, you know, I hate to use the word war, it's a genocide. Are these people going to be held to account publicly?
No, unfortunately, They will not be held for those crimes.
Wow. No accountability whatsoever on Earth. That's devastating to hear, because I was really hopeful that even in 20 years' time, there would be something, some rectification, like something.
As long as those who... as long as those people are around who believe and protect, that it's not going to happen.
Wow, that's sickening. I can't even imagine that humanity has... I mean, I know, again, he's seen it all, but to literally in real time watch this happen is sickening and maddening, like you can't do anything about it. Well, let me say this. Thank you, Virgil, for joining us. We really appreciate you being here and answering our questions today.
He says, of course, you're welcome anytime.
Everyone, thank you so much for joining me for today's episode. I hope it was insightful in some way. If you want to join my sister, myself, and Virgil, we will be in a Zoom room on Saturday at 2 p.m. CST for 90 minutes. You can sign up, jump in, ask any questions that you would like to Virgil. Nothing is really off the table. And we will be there for 90 minutes, and we look forward to connecting with you. The details will be here below in the show notes, but also on my website if you'd like to sign up. All right, you guys, I will see you soon. Take care. Bye-bye.